Welcome back to the podcast, Welcome to the podcast.
This is the redo of the last episode because we fucked it up.
We're here with Mick Jagger.
Listen, I'm part of an indie rock group.
It's called the Bomb and Jerry's.
Yep.
I like it.
He's wearing the Tom and Jerry shirt.
Bomb and Jerry's.
Bomb and Jerry.
And he only eats Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It has nothing to do with the cartoon.
Fuck ice cream, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
Excuse me?
Kidding.
We're fighting.
I just don't eat ice cream very often.
Meet us outside.
It's too cold in my fucking teeth.
Well, don't chew it.
I don't.
Then how does it hit your teeth?
By putting it in my mouth.
Is your mouth only teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you open it and then close when the
Because then the roof of your mouth is just a fucking iceberg.
Turn it upside down. That's just your tongue.
I got sensitive teeth.
I do too. That's
why. They make Sensodyne for that.
I did. I've been fucking almost right all through a whole tube.
You have to do it. Yeah, it does.
I use Sensodyne for a long time.
Or there's one other one. Sensodyne and...
Sensodone.
Yes. No, we just fucking threw away...
Sensonickel? Sensodyne? Get it? I'll suck that finger right off your hand.
Yeah, I already forgot, and I just threw the tube away yesterday.
No, the reason I say that though is because I do
prone enamel.
I do have very sensitive teeth as well, and the only way I can eat anyone that bites into ice cream is a psychopath.
Psycho.
And so I put a spoon down on my tongue, and I use my tongue to pull it off, and then it just sort of melts, and then I eat it.
Yeah.
Because if I chew it, I will scream like a schoolgirl at the top of my lungs.
Yep. It's fucking bullshit. Teeth are fucking overrated.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of them. If I could have all my teeth ripped out.
I'm doing that.
And then just get like dentures or implants or something. I know you still have to take care of them, but like the pain associated with teeth.
Just fucking
get the fuck out of here.
What? Well,
fucking bunk.
I want to do that, but I might do the shaved down veneers.
Oof.
What do you mean shaved down? Like
they,
where your teeth
they
look?
Shave your teeth down and they put veneers on them.
Ooh, ouch.
I ain't doing that shit
Might
either,
as well just
dude.
Get vampire
that sounds
teeth.
Fucking yeah. Just have them all pulled at that point.
Most dentists won't pull a good tooth.
Yeah, because they're pussies.
Pussies, dude.
So get it's the like I've gone in for consultations on this, and a lot of them are like, "Well, what we do is we would put like 4 anchor teeth in, and the rest is dentured." I'm like, I don't want that. I want to be able to pop them out. I want them to be like there.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to have to sit there and you know. Start gumming everything. That'd be kind of funny though. If I came up to you, popped out my things, I started just like gnawing on your shoulder with my gums.
I watch an old coworker always try to gum his food down. God.
When I was born,
fucking goofy.
My 4 front teeth, I didn't have any enamel on them. So they ended up just pulling them. And I could eat anything. Didn't matter. I could eat whatever. And they're like, how do you eat corn and shit? And just fuck right through the back, bro.
Now I'm picturing you being born with just a full head of teeth.
No, it was when I was probably like 3 or 4.
I'm pretty sure I said that wrong.
Full head of, well, yeah, I know what you meant.
It makes sense.
We all know what you mean.
I guess. Would it be a full mouth of teeth?
Yeah.
I guess your mouth's in your head, it counts.
Yeah. I thought about that when we saw Baby Jude. I was like, what if babies just had full sets of teeth right mm-hmm. off the bat?
I thought you said when we saw Baby Jew, I was like, wow.
No, Baby Jude.
Jude with a D.
Hey,
our
Jude. Boy.
So I saw some baby Jews the other day.
Baby Jews. Man, were they fucking cute. Babies are so fucking cute, dude. Jeez.
Are they?
Some are.
Most.
Some.
They got
most.
Lucky with Jude because most babies look like fucking little gremlin ass aliens. Yep. And that kid is actually cute as shit.
Yeah.
Jude is fucking.
He makes little puppy sounds. He goes,
gem.
Mm-hmm.
Wild thing last night. Just kind of into the same topic. So Howard quit it, dude.
What is he doing? Scratching the floor?
He scratches at the carpet.
Hold on. Oh, you guys got this. I'm going to go drop some elbows.
This is funny. We're going to keep, yeah, your story.
Fucking dogs,
your story,
dude.
Your story?
Howard. Where was it? Oh, so we saw Baby Jude, went over mm-hmm. to McDonald's. We're over there for a while. And then after the fact, we got some T-Bell.
Classic.
On the way home. So I never knew that Rachel has never seen a shooting star. I thought she's seen one before.
Okay.
Like, I've seen maybe a handful, but it's always super fucking cool when you see them. But we're driving home on 70th, coming home from T-Bell after seeing Jude, and fucking one hit the sky. I was coming down and I looked, didn't say anything. I was like, ooh, this fucker's falling. It's falling. Almost, I was like, wait a minute, this fucking
asteroid
hitting the fucking earth. But I kept falling, and then Rachel almost beat me. She's like, what was that? I was like, it was a shooting star. She's like, oh my God, I've never seen one before. She's like, Jude's always going to be my shooting star. She was like about to cry driving home. It was pretty precious.
Because we thought we saw
one. It was cool timing though.
At Mick's wedding, but it was a satellite.
Oh,
satellite falling. Because I was like, oh, look, a shooting star. And Dom goes, no, you could tell by the way it go. Of course, Dom knows.
Of course, but he does.
By the way, it's fucking falling. He's a satellite because shooting stars go at a different angle or something. I don't know. It was some reason.
Sounds like he just made some shit up, but
he might have. You ever seen a satellite like cruising by though?
No, I've seen satellites fall though.
Oh, I've seen them like actually orbit. It's fucking dope. It looks just like a little
beacon.
Little beacon, just kind of. It's cool though because they're fucking hauling ace.
Because we saw was just it just went vroom, and it was gone.
Yep.
And it was like, it looked like it was like a shooting star coming towards us. But I guess shooting stars go like horizontal. I forgot what the reasoning was, but there's a certain way they go. You could tell the difference between them, or like maybe the size of it or something.
That could be.
But yeah, we saw that, and we started talking about shooting stars. And then it's kind of funny that she saw one like less than a year later. It's like when I was with Robbie going to Cabo, and he goes, man, it'd be so cool if we see a whale on this trip. And the moment he said that, a whale's tail was coming out of the ocean and we're in the plane. I'm like, you think so? Look out the window. He goes, no fucking way. And he looks out, he goes, you're fucking kidding me. How did you, what did you do? I'm like, how would I do anything? I'm in a fucking plane, Robbie.
I'm in a fucking plane.
Aquaman over here calling to the ocean.
Just fucking.
Fucking whale tail slapping on the water. But it was like out of a movie type of whale tail. Like it was just like,
just
perfectly up and then perfect like slap down.
Yeah. God, I fucking
why do they do that? Do you know?
Whales
know in the vicinity.
I think it's
for predators.
I think it's the way whales twerk.
Oh, sure.
It's a whale twerk.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think, honestly, though, I think it's when they go up for air and they go, psh, and then they use their tail to push back down.
That would make sense.
Because if you like, I've thought about it because I have thought about that question before and like, when I'm swimming, if I'm swimming like an idiot, so I look like a mermaid out there, just my whole body's moving like an eel or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I go up and I curve back down, my legs go way up and I pop
down.
Yeah,
you slap them. Yeah.
Under the water, I don't usually breach the water, but I could, because I'm never going that close to the top if I'm doing that. But I kind of see the reasoning to propel yourself.
True.
And I do a PhD in whales.
I don't.
I saw Free Willy once.
You saw a Free Willy?
Well, the movie Free Willy.
I've shown you my Free Willy.
Seen his Free Willy.
Yep.
So we're whale experts. Welcome to the podcast.
It's whale for fuck off.
Welcome to Whale Tales.
Dude, they're going to try and warp space.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're going to try and...
How do you warp something infinite?
Is that how like a spaceship is supposed to work field. Or some shit though? Supposed
yeah,
to work?
They're going to try and get it so that we can travel faster than the speed of light without... defying the laws of physics.
So that I watched a video about just that, like that thing right there where they're like, science is saying faster than the speed of light and all this and trying to get there, but the speed of light's literally impossible to be faster than.
The way they describe it, because you're actually warping the space around you and not traveling that fast.
Is that like how the Millennium Falcon does it?
Yeah, sure. It's like energy fields. So like people who can astral project work like use an energy bubble essentially. But think of it like the table, like when you rip a tablecloth out from underneath dishes and shit and they stay there. So you're collapsing, I think it was like collapsing the space in front of you, but expanding the space behind you. So it creates a shorter distance.
Which is of weird. Travel.
It doesn't fucking compute in my mind. No, I'm not smart enough.
Trying to like figure out. Like just bending the space around you alone fucks my head up.
It kind of makes sense if you think of a water balloon.
Yeah.
If you put your hand in the middle of it and squeeze, you have balls on both sides. And if you collapse the side in front of you and get closer to that edge, it expands the stuff in the back. And if you do back, you know what I mean? So instead of actually traveling through the balloon, you're literally moving the balloon for you. And it's not from Star Wars, it's Futurama. The ship actually does not go anywhere. It moves everything around it. That's how the professor made it up in Futurama. And that's why his ship actually works. That's wild, though.
I don't know if it's like a theory or a device, because I got to start bringing better facts to the table here.
Fun fact, vibrators are both. Go on.
You fucked me now. Because now too. I'm thinking about vibrators. fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Well, we're talking about space and time. We're talking about collapsing, expanding, and you're going to go into more and more about it because there's a crazy fact about it that you wanted to tell us.
Oh, this theory or whatever has been proposed since the 90s, and they're just now like, fuck it, we might as well give it a whirl.
We're in COVID, we got nothing better to do. Yeah. Let's check out space and time.
For that long? That's fucking weird.
Yeah, since the 90s.
Holy shit.
Well, it's like those rumors of renewable energy, like for cars and stuff like that. Patents are there for it to work perfectly, but big oil companies have bought them out and pretty much buried them.
Oh, I believe that 100%.
Like, there's a bunch of conspiracies about different types, like the cure for cancer, things like that, that actually exist. It's just big pharma, big oil. They buy out the patent and tell you, nope, we're not doing this. We're going to sit on it so no one else can do it. And thanks for coming up with our competitor. Now it's ours.
It's the same thing with cars being able to run on, or making an engine that runs on water.
Yep, yep.
I heard I heard a while ago, years ago, where I read an article about how that was a thing and the guy went to patent it and that was the last anyone ever heard of it.
Yep, and then his house randomly started on fire and all of his research was destroyed.
God, we live in a fucking fantastic world we live in.
Dude, fucking humans are garbage.
That's why I'm screaming. Just unplug me from the fucking server that the Matrix that we're in. Whatever the simulation is, control, delete that shit, reset it, because whatever's happening, we got a virus.
End task, man.
Well, if somebody's running the simulation, we're in the simulation. Can we just fucking delete the shit bags that are fucking... Maybe you're right. Who said we're a reality
what
TV
if we
show?
Are in a... simulation, and the coronavirus is actually a virus someone put into the simulation, and now the whole world's getting fucked. We have fires, everything's going nuts because this virus is wreaking havoc on the servers that we're all connected to, and someone's fiercely sitting there with a can of Mountain Dew trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
It's the fat guy from Simpsons.
Fucking like Christ, that, you know,
he's breathing heavily the entire time.
Just picture the comic bookstore owner from The Simpsons.
Oh, see, I picture the fat guy from South Park in the World of Warcraft episode where he's
Didn't see it. Yep.
It's probably two dudes just like that, just tag team in this shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But for real, like, think about it. Coronavirus is the virus that got into the servers. Mm-hmm. It's messing up everything. That's why this world is just in chaos.
It's a good theory, though.
There's a lot. Now that I'm on TikTok, I get all the theories.
Oh, yeah, TikTok's theory central, dude.
There's that one I was talking about with you guys earlier a couple podcasts ago, and it's kind of funny that I heard someone else say it, but about how our minds are just filters for a different conscious being.
And it's for the universe itself.
Yeah, and like it just lives through us, mm-hmm. and that's why deja vu works and all that, because you still remember a little bit, but the conscious is constantly learning. And the only way, like the hallucinogenic drugs, people are like, oh, I can see the true universe, is because it fades away that filter the brain does.
You guys want to get a bunch of DMT and fucking just sit here? Just.
Before I die, I will do DMT once.
Didn't Tom do it?
He did.
It's fucking crazy.
He did, and he had a fucking wild experience on it. First, he thought what he felt like in the moment, that is, he turned into a puddle, mm-hmm. which is already... good start. Like, that's fucking... So yeah, he was like on the couch and he just felt like it turned into a puddle. And then it was all like... any like DMT experience I've always heard with the interviews is like you enter this plane of existence that's just like colors. Everything's just super...
Vibrant
and...
like if you've seen Ant-Man versus the Wasp, when he gets down into, spoiler alert, the quantum level, that's what it's pretty much determined as.
Yeah, it's just whole different...
Doctor Strange.
Like realm. Everyone's like, it's just a whole different plane of existence. But like Tom went through this.
Parallel universe.
Man. Yeah. So Tom like went through this whole thing and eventually like came across like said door that he saw. And like for whatever reason, like to him, he's like, I have to check out what's through this door. And so he like went through this door and then entered this like huge hall, he said. And like there were statues that lined the entire like way down, but they were all, he's like, I couldn't naked. Like make sure of like what these statues exactly were, but I knew they were different versions of me. And then he got to this like end of this tunnel or this hallway, I should say. And then he like, there was just this being. That's like how he described it. He's like, there was just this being in front of me. And then like, it was a super short, like from what I remember a conversation. And he's like, well, what are you? And all the, I guess this being that he like said, he's like, you know what I am. And then like, then he started coming back and
oh God,
I was like, holy,
I'm not done.
Give me more. Yeah. I got way more questions.
Now, what if we dissect this a little bit? He turns into a puddle, right?
Yep.
He sees statues that look like him, different forms of him, though. And he sees a being at the end that goes, you know what I am, after going through a door. He melts into a puddle. He doesn't know what he truly is. He's just a mass. He goes through this door. He sees everything that he's envisioned himself as statues. At the end is his true self. Mind-blowing.
Also, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Right?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And he's met his true self and he's got this epiphany. And that's why, I mean, look at.
That's not bad.
I mean, yeah.
I do apologize to Tom if I botched some of that story because it was a long time. Gone,
you guys just have him on.
Let's just get him on here and we'll have him tell the story. And then I will sit there and stare at you the entire time. And anytime something doesn't correlate, I'm going to go, wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Shame.
Dude, you suck at storytelling.
Dude.
But they.
Sorry to completely beeline this, but did you
fucking guy?
Did you see? Or are you not in the area now? You moved. I think the refinery down in St. Paul Park might be going on strike soon.
I've been seeing rumors of that.
They have guys outside with signs now saying like treat us with respect and stuff like that. And Marathon's like misusing their employees and everything. So I was just honking, going like that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I did see things.
We
on
were
it.
Coming back from seeing Jude.
Yep.
And there's just people fucking wah, 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 yep. wah, just laying on the horn. Oh, dude. No and there's shit. A big banner hung up right off the exit.
There's one off the exit and then one off going to that right into the refinery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There's one there and one right in the corner from 61.
Yeah, holy getting fuck. On to 70.
So they must be, because I heard rumors, I guess rumors at the time, but it was like they were doing it or it was going to happen. So damn. Yeah, they must be.
Yeah, I mean, that place, I've heard stories. I mean, you've worked there. Not that one, but the other one.
I worked at the other one. My dad has worked at that other one, though, before.
But I've heard things like, well, they've pushed out union companies so they get cheap labor.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing. That actually happened.
And with that, I mean, these cheap labor are finally realizing, like, the shit they're dealing with for half the pay they should be getting. And it's going to be even funnier when all this goes through. They reunionize the fucking refinery. And Schlumka's still out.
That's on the owner. He was doing some shiesty shit in the fucking background.
If the owner switched and Schlumka went back into the refinery as union, would you go back?
No.
Even if Nick Brown and Jeff were there?
No.
Really?
Dude, mm-hmm. I think you would kill yourself with the hours.
Oh, yeah, dude. The turnarounds were fucking awful. You lived in that place. But just like thinking like long-term wise, like when I was there, I was like, I'm going to fucking retire out of here. Like pension, your union. Like I was invested yet, which was, you have to go like 5 years into
it. Yeah, they don't want people popping in and out just to get bonus in their retirement.
Which I get. But like in that moment, I was like, yeah, this is fucking it, man. And this is where I'm going to fucking,
it made sense.
Like this is it. But it just like long-term, like it was the fact after working there as long as I did and then getting out, it was like, just the shit you're around and breathing in and just everything you're around in that fucking place, dude. Mm-hmm. My ass would have been, maybe I'll fucking still get cancer, but I feel like it was just, you're asking to have health effects later on.
Oh, definitely.
That shit is.
The
shit that you're, especially back truck drivers and the shit we fucking dealt with was almost all of it.
We watched a show, I think it was, I can't remember if it was on Netflix or something. I couldn't tell you. Bree just had it on, but basically, it's a show where it's a bunch of these just different medical conditions that nobody can figure out, like, what the fuck's going on.
I've seen clips.
There's one where this dude is literally just losing his mind. It's like he has Alzheimer's, but he doesn't have Alzheimer's.
Is it me?
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
And, was it me? And so he served in the Gulf War. So there's... What ended up happening is he has Gulf War disease or something like that it's called. And essentially when they were in the Gulf, they had found some warheads that I think it was ISIS had. They found those and they ended up just like blowing them up in the bunker that they were at. Mm-hmm. And they were covered with some chemical, the tips of the warheads were. And that basically got blown out into the air. And dude, everybody was sucking that in. Plus the fumes from the oil wells that they would set on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Over a third of the veterans that served in the Gulf have that fucking disease. And it's like, it's Jesus paralyzed Christ, people. Dude. Like they're like, he goes and he's like trying to talk to a different, like a Marine that was out there. And that dude's in a wheelchair. Can't use his legs from the waist, or he can't use his body from the waist down.
Holy fuck.
And so this guy happens to be, you know, losing his mind. He's a super emotional. Like his brain is just fucking deteriorating. Like he'll start talking and then he'll like look at his wife and he'll smile real big. And then he just starts bawling. And like, holy, he can't control shit. It. He's just always like crying and shit, dude. It looks fucking terrible. But yeah, so a third is 250,000 fucking veterans.
Jesus.
That have this.
Right.
Whether it be diagnosed or undiagnosed. And there's no idea how to cure it.
That's so fucked.
And each person has like somewhat similar but different like symptoms
or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, fucking depressing. And the government's doing nothing.
Oh, fuck no. That was like, same aspect was when they were testing all the nuclear bombs, when they were setting them off over the ocean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, I don't know if this happened multiple times or not, but specifically in one video I watched, they had one huge ship or two of them out there with all these people on it. And they're like, all right, they didn't really even give them a whole rundown of what they're like, we're going to set this like explosive off.
Yeah.
But like, that was like the gist of it. They're like, just don't like stare at it. Like keep your head down. Like it was very vague to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fucking nuke went off. And then obviously they experienced the whole fucking shockwave and all that shit. But then like later on, as the years went on, like most of these guys had cancer because of radiation. And then there was only like a select small percentage of these guys that were alive to this day, because everyone like, and it was all like root death causes from like radiation and cancer and shit.
Well, that's the basis of Hills Have Eyes, the movie. It's based off the radiation and the stories of people that were told to evacuate but didn't evacuate. More than likely, yes, they're dead, but they took that story and made it into a horror film of these radiation humans that just incest over and over again.
Yeah.
Became these monsters.
That movie was
creepy.
I got a story about that.
There was one scene in particular that I fucking did not.
In one or two, because in two, there's one that's worse than anything in one. It's a really bad rape scene.
That one.
That's in two, where the lady's in the bed and the big dude is there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's in two.
I believe that's
in two.
Dude, that...
Because I think they go and rescue her.
That scene, dude, was fucked.
The other worst scene possible is when you find the soldier in the porta potty. When he got little cuts all over his body and they shoved him in and locked, like put the top on. Oh, like an old outhouse. And they pull him out and he's just shaking because he's in shock of all the infection he's already receiving.
That fucking movie, man, was...
Like, these people were... It's like, no, we're not going to kill you. We're going to cut you up enough where it's going to hurt and you're going to have all these open sores and we're going to put you in an outhouse that's never been cleaned and they throw him in the hole. So he just went
septic.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking gross. Could you imagine
that movie dying was that way?
Gross.
I never watched that movie. Dude.
It was brutal.
I can't.
It was brutal.
I am not going to willingly watch shit that fucking puts me in a depressive state. No fucking chance.
I do all the time. It's weird.
No.
Because it gets me out of a depressive state.
No. I get deeper.
I tend to watch like really sad, but like not like, I don't know. There's like a certain like
threshold. Fucking
I don't know. Like I'll watch like
balance.
Like I'd watch clips of like the movie 7 Pounds and like, it's almost like inspiring, but like super fucking heartbreaking almost. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I'm fucking weird, but
anything with like,
if you do the same thing, I'm
kind of
it's either that mm-hmm. or it gets to the point where I get so sad, I get angry and then all the sadness goes away.
Oh
yeah.
I don't hit anger.
Yeah, I use anger always. Anger for me is just motivation. That's all I use anger for. Like if I ever get, you know, I get mad and then it's gone.
Yeah.
Because like I use it for motivation. Like I'm going to be pissed off And I use it to like, okay, I need to be better at this. I need to do that. I need to do this. I'm getting hyped up for myself because I'm pissed off that I'm in this situation. Mm-hmm. And I just take that and try to run with it.
Yeah, you do that.
Happens every night. And then in the morning, I wake up hating life. But the story I was going to say is I have two buddies that when they the Hills Have Eyes 1 first came out,
yeah,
they watched it together. They're in high school. And they're downstairs in the living room watching. And one of their dads is upstairs. And he thought it'd be funny. So he grabs a stuffed animal and a long cord, ties it around it, out the window, and starts swinging at the beat on the window that they're watching the movie at.
Oh,
oh no. They jumped and screamed so loud.
Like little schoolgirls, man.
Oh, yeah. Shit's funny. It's like, it was Bogey and Doherty. But,
oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a good combination of guys right there.
That shit's fucking funny. But
that fucking movie.
No, I was gonna say I want to backtrack a little bit. Back to the TikTok type of stuff. Everyone out there that's got TikTok, be very fucking careful with the financial advice you take from these people. For the love of God, these people that are telling you these life hacks about taxes and like owning your own business and stuff like that, and like real estate and everything, they walk a very fine line between what they're doing as a loophole and going to jail for fraud and
fuck yeah.
And it's just, you gotta be in tax evasion. You gotta be very careful. All right.
God, that'd be a big just fucking bummer.
Do your research.
Do extra research.
Yeah. Cause the moment there's one where it's like you cancel any debt, you go to this website and you go to dispute and you have to type this thing in word for word. And then it just cancels the debt because of this law and it's a loophole and blah, blah, blah. But like,
that sounds even sketchy.
It's a thing where debt companies can't legally claim it without the information of like your date of birth, your name, and confirming it's you and everything, social security.
Mm-hmm.
And they always will ask you that when they call you, like, hey, they say, I'm confirmed that we know who we're talking to.
Oh.
You don't give them that, they can't collect the debt. That's another thing they're saying. Like, they can't physically collect it and it can just disappear. And that was the whole TikTok type of shit.
Oh.
And it's like, you're walking a very fine line here. A very fine line. Like, you're going to be sitting in a Martha Stewart type situation, but not being Martha Stewart. So you're going to be sitting there with Big Bubba and Little Donnie, and they're going to be like, you're looking pretty nice.
Like, what landed you in the
stretch fucking every hole you have?
Yeah, like,
what landed you in the slammer? Well, I took some really bad financial TikTok advice.
But we got a whole section over there. You guys can all sit over there. Keep your pockets out of your pants, though. That'll be for later.
Gross.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking, dude.
Like, the stuff they do, yes, it's true, but they still, like, you have to have all your shit in order. You're one step away from an audit and jail time.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Like, people are like, oh, yeah, you could just do this for your taxes and blah, blah, blah. And you can claim this as that. And then with that, you get this written off on your taxes and everything. But really, it's a loophole. Yeah, it does. It is a loophole. But you do one wrong thing. Rich people hire people to do this for them for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why Trump didn't pay taxes and never got in fucking trouble. There's a reason. Because they find loopholes like this.
Sneaky
bastards.
Funny
thing about that is I have this guy at work, old son of a bitch, ex-military. Grandpa Brian.
Yes.
For some weird reason that came up because, you know, like the whole on inauguration day, yeah, Trump's going to get, you know, back into office or some shit somehow.
Wasn't that supposed to be like March 1st as well or something?
Yeah, but apparently they skipped that. They're going to postpone it so that it's on actual inauguration day. Dude. Okay. So he starts telling me about this. Then. So then he goes, it's the same thing with people pissed off that Trump didn't pay taxes. When in fact, he just wrote a $700-something check at the end of the year to cover the last remaining bits because he had been paying in the entire year. I don't do research on Donald Trump because I don't give a fuck.
No, yeah. I don't either.
I probably should, but I don't. And so I don't know how true that is, but it's funny that you brought that up because he was so adamant that like he's been paying every month for the entire year, and the $758 check that he wrote was specifically to cover the last of what he needed to cover throughout the year.
Well, like, and that could be true, but the issue behind it truly is he didn't say anything.
No.
That's the issue.
He didn't explain anything.
Yeah, he didn't explain anything. Yeah.
He wouldn't let anybody look.
And a good reason behind that is more than likely he's got a bunch of these loopholes, and some are legit and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
He probably did some tax evasion stuff. Don't get me wrong. But some of the stuff he did are just loopholes in the system. And if you figure, if they dig too deep, they'll find those compared to just saying, you know, deal with it. I'm not going to do anything about it. And if I don't give you guys nothing, no one can do anything.
There was one that I had watched and they're like, loophole for debt collection is to write a check for less than what you owe and put on there paid in full. And if they cash that check, they are saying that, yes, you did pay in full and they can't come after you for the remaining amount.
What?
Risky business.
Very fucking risky.
If that's something you can do, if that if that's a legit scenario and that happens,
but there's a law. It's a loophole.
Those are loopholes. You have to be very careful. Fuck.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you could send them that, and the minute that they cash it,
right,
you have paid in full.
Holy fuck!
But that's the thing, is that's how a lot of rich people can stay
rich.
Stay rich is because they know they have hired people to find loopholes so they can just. Because if you think about it, how much are we already do tax the rich? It's a lot. Don't get me wrong. It could always be more because they're making billions of dollars, blah, 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 whatever. But we do tax them a lot. You look at professional athletes. I mean, they probably get 30% of their actual salary compared to what you see, like the $100 million contract. You know, now it's going to be $30 million over whatever year span. But then on top of that, you know, they still have to pay their agents and stuff. Just taxing alone is like 60%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have to pay your agents. You have to, you know, you have all this other stuff you have to pay. So you're not actually making that full amount. They're still making good money.
Oh, but that's
the
thing is,
like, the rich do get taxed pretty hard.
Yeah.
So they got to find their ways around the taxing.
But they have enough money to pay somebody who's smart enough to sit there and literally studies a law book all fucking day.
Oh, it's fucking insane.
Imagine being that guy where your job is to read law books.
How much do you think that guy gets paid, though?
You know how fucking filthy dry and unfun that would be?
Oh,
but as soon as you figure, like, you only thing you have to do is you have to be like, okay, there's a new bill passed. Let's look into the laws of it. And then that's your job. After you've hit a certain point, it's like, okay, all I have to do is learn new laws. So you're only working half the time. Not even. You know what I mean? Like, you're only learning the new shit. You already have
and you're already getting paid so much extra money to do that for these rich individuals.
If I remember correctly, it's like these types of people are on salary. Like, they're just paid to get them out whenever they need to get out.
Yep.
You know, that type, like those types of lawyers. It's not like usually some of them are paid by case or whatever, but like a commission.
But big companies just have a team of lawyers that are on staff
to always make sure they're covering everything, double check their work. I guarantee you there's companies that audit themselves every month.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to make sure that they got everything squared away and nothing can jump on them at tax season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
we had Sam's Club audits themselves every so often. I think every year.
I mean, gas stations technically do every night with cigarettes.
Yeah, it's probably cigarettes and lottery.
Yeah,
cigarettes and lottery every single night. I know it's like everyone does it. Like, I know there's one of the places I worked at was like a quarterly quarterly audit. Where we just go through, count everything in the warehouse.
I think even to not even necessarily to keep your ass out of the tax issues. I think when you start becoming so big and have so many locations, you have to just for the sake of what you're bringing in.
Yeah, your own profit though. Yeah.
Like, your profit and just your product in general, like figure out to maximize your profit.
You can't find out what kind of loss you have on, for instance, like theft or anything unless you audit.
Exactly.
You know, like you'd be like, oh, why don't we make any money this month? And you go look in your, you know, you go look around like, oh, we did everything we're supposed to do.
Been stolen today. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Like when I worked at a place, there was a thing where they're worried about some of their stuff getting stolen away. And they actually hired me on to keep an eye on, like I was kind of like a spy for them. Like, like literally that's what they're like. We want you to.
You're like asset protection.
Yes. Like if anyone comes in, keep an eye and just take note of what they take and ask and make sure they write it down. We had a whole sheet and everything because they had an issue with things disappearing. And after they hired me, the issue was gone. It wasn't because I was doing my job. It's because the person that was doing it either got canned or the other person that was doing it noticed that person got canned and it was like he was the one helping them and stopped. Because I knew who it was. Damn. On one side of it. I told my buddy about it and he goes, why don't you just tell the boss about it? I'm like, because I can't say for sure. I don't want to ruin someone's career if I can't say for sure, but I'm 99% sure. Mm-hmm. And I found out it was him.
Damn.
After I left.
Walmart has that too.
Yeah, they do.
Durden used to be one.
Yeah, Durden used to be one of those.
You'd walk around for 10 to 12 hours a day.
That's why he's got those beefy fucking calves, dude.
Dude, I watched him in action. Like, we spent the day where we were hanging out in Walmart.
What a silly
and one of the
slut.
Secret shoppers came up to us, like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, sorry. We know Durden. He goes, who? We're like, Zach, your coworker? He goes, never heard of him. So, he's working right now. He's one of your secret shoppers. He goes, you mean the tall guy? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't really know him. He's never talked to anybody. Durden had a
God damn it, Durden.
Sounds
where
right.
he called it flying under the radar. He goes, you clock in, you do your job, you don't talk to anyone.
That was his thing.
Because you don't get in trouble. You just show up, you get it done. He made some, after a while, he stopped doing that. He actually made some good friends, but.
Jesus Christ.
Like one of his main gaming buddies for the longest time he met through that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
Ever hear him talk about his buddy Eric?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we watched him do his job. Man, for a big dude, he's a sneaky motherfucker. He would disappear on us. We're trying to find him. And we see him like, I'm going to have to get away to Mike to show this real quick. But like, so watch the video part of this. All right. If you're going to be on audio, watch the video if you want to see this part. So he's going to be, there's a big shelf here.
Yeah.
Little holes in it. There's a lady two aisles down. It's set up. So you can see through one hole and see all the way down. And he's like this in the corner, hiding like.
Dude's big, tall ass self.
And he's like this, hiding around and like sneaking and stuff.
So he sticks her dick through the hole. Gotcha, fucker.
He's told me stories like he's chased people down and then he got told he's not allowed to chase them off the property or touch them ever.
Damn.
And like, if they can't like prove it, the people have to walk out with whatever.
God, which is so dumb because Durden would be that type of dude you'd want. So you'd want him to chase a fucker down and just body somebody.
Yes and no. Yes, because of his size. No, because that man is very fragile. He's had two different surgeries on his like back, three on his back, his shoulders, everything. That man breaks so often.
Durden, you better fucking tighten up.
Dude, I was doing an overnight job when I was, when I was at Universal the first time, and we were waiting around or whatever. It was, job started at like 9 and we got there at like, I don't know, 7:30. So, and I don't remember exactly what city it was in, but we went to a Big Lots for some reason. We were just looking around, fucking around.
Oh, the Big Lots. Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Just fucking around, you know, and there's this big African-American dude and he's got a tote. And like, we saw him, because it was me and Richard.
Yeah.
And Richard was like watching this dude. Richard's from Trinidad. He's like, Jesus Christ, man. I think this guy's going to fucking run. And like Richard ended up buying something and I'm just like in the line with him. We were fucking hanging out. And we just see this dude tote full, like with a big IKEA fucking reusable bags. He had that plump full of shit. And like some like smallish TV, like a 38 inch or a 32 inch TV like that. Dude just fucking hucks it out the door. It's 40 minutes. And so he's like, dude, the fucking cashier just like stared blankly. He was like, oh my God. And like was in the middle of Richard's transaction. And Richard's like, you gonna do anything about that shit, man? Like, this guy's just—he stole your shit. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck did we just see? And the person, like, dude, this—I think it was a chick—just started crying, and it was just like, fumbling, trying to get the manager up there. And the manager comes up, and like, dude, the manager starts yelling at the fucking cashier, asking him why he didn't try and stop her. Or why she didn't try and stop him.
What a fucking,
it was like a small chick,
dude.
It was a small fucking
person. You're not allowed to do that kind of stuff. Like, you're not supposed
you're not paid.
It's
to
dangerous.
Fucking danger. Like, put yourself in danger.
Like, we had a time, I worked at the gas station, the one that you stopped at.
Yeah.
I used to work there. And the SA by my house got hit up at gunpoint. And there's two other ones in the area that hit up like a Newport and stuff that all got hit up at gunpoint. So I'm working the overnight. And they let us know, all right, no one works alone. You guys stay together. You know, no one goes outside. Because it was before that whole area was developed. It was all just a gas station and field.
Mm-hmm.
So we were allowed to go outside because someone could be laying in the grass. You know, it was wild.
Fucking snipers in the fucking trees.
That's what I told, because my coworker was more paranoid about it. And he was like, yeah, we can't do anything. I'm like, well, we have to get our shit done. goes, no, we can't. We sit right here. I'm like, I'll be in the cooler. Call me if you get robbed. So I went in the cooler, I started stocking stuff, and I'm just doing everything. And he's just on. He's like, you need to get out here. And I come up there. Are you getting robbed? No. I'm like, you scream, and then I'll be in the cooler, and I'll fucking call the police.
God. When I worked at a gas station, same thing with like people stealing shit. Obviously, people stole shit in the store. I don't know how often in mine, but people would fucking drive off, which they'd fucking pump gas, not fucking pay for it, and fucking zing on out. And the shitty part was, so people would get creative too, either with like fake, most of the time it was a fake fucking license plate. So they'd have license plate.
Or backing in with like, they have a front one, but not a back one. They'd back in.
Yeah. It was that, or they'd have both license plates, but they're fucking fake. I don't know. They'd steal them off cars, I think, because mm-hmm. they'd be registered into a completely different vehicle.
Damn.
Or they would like have multiple people. They'd pump gas and like almost send like a distraction in or something. And I don't know. People got fucking creative, but it happened all the fucking time at the store I worked at, because I worked out in Oakdale off Highway 5 and 494. So I'm right off. Our store was right off the fucking highway.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the parking lot, where the main road, and then there was one like the road off that, and then that's how you got in. But people would fucking scoot, because you drive off the backside and then you're fucking gone right to the highway.
Fuck.
Happened all the fucking time. There's always shit bags and shitty fucking cars.
Did you ever chase one down and hop on the trunk of their car? Dude,
no, I tried.
I did once.
But fuck, you're gonna have to say that. But I would chase. I got so fucking sick of it, and I would chase people. Because one, I'd chase down because it'd freak them the fuck out. And you're like, oh yeah, you're fucking caught. Hopefully I can get to you. But it was most of the time to try to get a license plate. And then after a while, you would get it knowing you're probably not gonna get the right fucking vehicle back. But jeez. One guy came fucking scooting out, and I was like, motherfucker, fucking booked out. He, as he was coming out of the parking lot, was turning on that main road, or the one road to get to the main, right to the highway. He fucking sees me hauling ass, and I'm fucking already swearing. I don't give a shit about customer service at this point. And as I'm running out, I was just so mad. And we had like, did you ever have like the three-tier baskets of like fruits, like apples, bananas, whatever? And out of just sheer rage, and just like, I just grabbed a fat orange. I was like, I'm going to fucking, because as I came out the door, he was coming my way. So I had to like almost intersect him on that fucking shoulder or whatever, patch of grass. And I wasn't going to get him at that point, but he fucking started whizzing it. And I just fucking just chalked this fucking orange, and I smoked his side of his car. And I was like, yeah, fuck you, dude. I was so pissed. And then like when I rage game and I'm fucking swearing, this was me, gas station, little 18-year-old adult. This was 10 years ago. People are like pumping gas, like wondering what the fuck's going on. And it's like, what? And I'm just like, bum, so fucking, I'm just swearing.
Did you have the necklace on still, the puka shell?
No, that was much farther back. I was so fucking, got so upset. God, I fucking hated people.
You know the night that you and Trenton came in to the gas station, and that's the night that you talked about Smart Alec?
I don't remember talking about, was that the condom time too?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, okay. Because I was making fun of Smart Alec, and you were like, yeah, no, because he came in with you guys.
Oh, that's vague. I don't remember that much.
It was a while ago. And
I remember buying condoms for you.
You bought condoms for me a lot. Condoms and crossword scratch offs. That's the only thing you bought.
God, I was a
You lived a wild life, bro.
I was
bro.
A pimp, dude.
But it was that night. And I actually was talking to you about it, because it happened right before you guys showed up. Where the guy came in. He was in the store buying stuff on the phone. And he said he forgot because he was on the phone.
That's right.
And I ran out there because I'm like, did that guy pay for his gas? No. Like, motherfucker. So I ran out there. He got up to the first stop sign before he turned to go on to Hinton, the one right before that, by the new development. And he got to there, and that's when I was like screaming and hollering, and he saw me, but he didn't do anything. So then I hit his side of his car, and he started to try to take off. So I jumped onto the trunk of it. And I'm like, you need to pay for your gas. He got to that stop, the stop sign going onto the actual road. He goes, oh, sorry. I didn't even see you there. I'm like, bullshit.
Bull fucking.
So he came back in and paid. But there's one person at our gas stations that would drive off more than anyone else.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know this person?
Yes. The owner.
Are you kidding?
The Lynns themselves. They drove off so many fucking times.
Really?
And we'd always have to call them. You've got to pay for your gas. Ah, shit. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Every fucking time. They show up in their big ass fucking badass trucks, fill that sucker up, hang out in the store. We're all fucking sweating bullets. These guys are weird. They reminded me of brothers owners, like,
yeah,
just wild, crazy dudes that can, who knows?
They were like two Clays.
Yes.
Fuck that, dude. Yes. I'm out. Like, I would have just quit the minute I meet them.
Yeah.
I've heard stories they just fucking cocaine and they fucking managers. Yeah, the cocaine, and, yeah.
Oh my and they were God. Just stupid fucking rich.
So, fucking. But yeah, those are the main ones. It's every time. Fucking. All right, he showed up. All right, who wants to make the call this time? And everyone would point to the manager, like, it's your job. I'm not calling him.
I hated doing that shit. And I knew the cops hated it too. And I was like, they have to come to a fucking gas station. Somebody drove off without paying their fucking gas.
Just give them the license plate number if you got it and hope for the best.
Yep.
Every Dude. Time.
We have that 45, baby.
Yeah, we're going to cut a little short this time. See how you guys like that. But yeah, thanks for coming on out. Thanks for sharing out my beautiful feet. Mismatched socks for a reason. Way cooler than Dalton's hat, right? You like it
short, sweet, and...
What?
Short and sweet, just like my meat. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey. Bye.